In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go.
How do you explain privilege? And more specifically after that, how do you explain white privilege to someone?
Yes, great question. So privilege to me is having access, resources, knowledge, at a time where it's, what's the word I'm thinking of? Attainable or quick. That to me is what privilege is. I recognize I have a lot of privilege in areas, whether that be, you know, the school I went to or, you know, the areas that I grew up in. That to me, and I would say within the past year, I didn't recognize I had privilege. I only recognized privilege to be something that was, you know, of people who are Caucasian. And I didn't recognize, you know, we all have our own privileges. And so for me, again, it's understanding the resources, the access, you know, the means of communication in an attainable and in a fast manner. So that to me would be my definition of privilege. Now, when I think of white privilege, well, let me take a step back. I also used to wrestle with the idea of privilege as being something that was very negative. I think privilege oftentimes has this negative connotation towards it. And instead, I've done some soul searching and recognized that privilege is a power, right? It's a way for us to uplift and bring people onto the same path as ours. And so when we look at privilege as being solely negative, we limit ourselves on so many beautiful things that we can endure. And so when I think of white privilege, I think of, again, similarly to my answer is, you know, having access and having resources, especially from, you know, from white background, what resources do you have that may not meet the needs of some others outside of your race? And so I don't want people and myself, like, because I'm continuing in my thought with privilege, is to look at privilege as something that's solely negative, because there's so much power in privilege. I think we all have a responsibility to identifying our power. So when I think of white privilege, I think of, you know, understanding what resources you may have as a white individual that, you know, myself as, you know, a biracial woman may not have. Understanding how it is in the job market, you know, how hard it may be for, you know, someone like myself to tap into, you know, C-suite positions, because I'm not seeing individuals that look like me. What can you do in your leadership position to bring more spaces for people like myself to be heard? And I definitely can say that we have been doing a lot more work from a world perspective, but I think there's still a lot more work to be done. One of the things I also like to wrestle with is understanding the word leadership. I think oftentimes we look at leaders as solely individuals of those in C-suite positions, but I look at as everyone as leader. We are all on the same playing field, no matter what your title is, no matter how much you get paid, no matter, you know, big or small your house is, we all have a responsibility. And that responsibility goes back to your privilege. And so to me, identifying what resources, what needs, what access you have that someone may not have that access, and bringing them into those spaces that they can too attain that same access.
So many really good things. And I love how you paralleled leadership and privilege, and then the power that comes with that, and that everyone is a leader. I believe that too. We all have an opportunity to lead, to be a leader, to take up a leadership mantle. In fact, I would even go farther and say we're all called to do that in certain areas of our life. Maybe not at your work, but maybe at home. Maybe not at home, but maybe at your place of faith. Maybe not there, but somewhere else, right? So we all have these opportunities to lead and to use the power and privilege that we have to help to uplift people who don't have those same access and privilege, and how do we do our part to help to level the playing field? And yes, I know that it will never be perfectly level, but that's one thing that privilege can be made, can be used for, is to help create that access where it didn't exist before. I love it. Thank you so much for indulging me. What else do you have more?
Yeah, I think also, I mean, again, a lot of my conversation stems from, you know, the workplace, but it's my truth and my journey right now. And the place that I'm in is, you know, identifying, especially when it comes to white privilege, you know, unconscious biases, but then microaggressions. One in particular that has been something that I have been very much aware of is being talked over, especially from a white male's perspective. Like, and not even just a white male's perspective, from anyone's perspective, but going back to the question at hand, white privilege, it's important for, you know, those in that community to identify why it's important to give space for people to be heard and actually be listened to. There's a difference between listening versus hearing. And for me right now, I've been experiencing a lot of one person in particular just speaking over me and not giving me the space to be heard. And that's privilege, you know, recognizing that, you know, you are being very intentional speaking over me, A, and not recognizing it's affecting me as an individual. That's privilege. And so I think that's something that I'm definitely continuing to wrestle in, but definitely want to showcase that it's an area of improvement, because we all do it. We all can definitely do better in that area. But understanding unconscious biases, microaggressions, all the things are very much encompassing and something that I wrestle with when it comes to the idea of privilege.
Love it. Thank you so much, Jess.
Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.